Sudan's Bashir could be the first sitting president to face charges of genocide. Other leaders have faced similar charges only after their time in power. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic fits in that category. He was arrested earlier this week after 13 years in hiding. He had avoided arrest all that time by drastically changing his appearance and leading a secret new life. The BBC's Christian Fraser retraced his footsteps through the Serbian capital, Belgrade.
They had hunted on the distant mountains and in lonely monasteries. Yet for 8 years, Radovan Karadzic was right here in the suburb of New Belgrade, surrounded by silent admirers. But they had known him as David Drabic, a New Age doctor, an expert in channeling internal energy. He'd moved apartments several times over the years, but had recently taken a third-floor apartment in this grey, anonymous block. The neighbours were not so willing to talk today, but one who had passed him almost every day on the stairs said he'd no idea. He was so polite, he said, so charming.
If anybody in this block had known his true identity, would you have given him up?
No, not likely. In these parts, Radovan Karadzic is still the war hero. In the nearby bar known as the Madhouse, he entertained the locals on the traditional gusle. It seems extraordinary, some say unlikely, that no one had guessed his identity. The old photos were above the bar, alongside that of his wartime commander, Ratko Mladic, who some say had lived nearby, yet still on the run. We never once talked of the war, said the bar owner Tomas. In fact, he never even mentioned it. The new theme was alternative medicine. He had a website titled Healing Wounds. The man who built it still has the charms and amulets he says Karadzic had given him.
And he told me about these things, you know, and how he developed his theory, you know, about how to help people and to heal people. And I thought really that he is a doctor, you know.
Dr. Drabic was last seen at this bus stop on Friday, where he caught the number 73.
But as the bus made its way down this road, it was suddenly stopped. Secret police swarming all around it. For Radovan Karadzic, high on the list of the world's most wanted, the game was finally up.
Poet, psychiatrist, a man who likes to write his own version of history, now faced with his past. And we're told he shaved this week. No longer can Radovan Karadzic hide from the man he once was. For The World, I'm Christian Fraser in Belgrade.